This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got several items of interest to you hunters and fishermen here in our area, and we'll also be taking a little bit of a look at each of the Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs and the fishing they are offering. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as I mentioned, fishermen are not going to be forgotten. In fact, the 2017 Illinois fall trout fishing season opens October 21st at 54 ponds, lakes, and streams throughout the state. 2 weeks prior to the fall trout opener, the fall catch and release fly fishing season opens at certain sites. Locations at these sites include fly fishing anglers can use fly fishing gear to catch and release trout beginning October 7th. And no trout may be kept during the fly fishing period, but anglers can keep trout after the opening of the regular fall trout season beginning October 21st. And the Illinois catchable trout season is funded by the program. The program is funded through the sale of inland trout stamps. For the fall season, the IDNR stocks approximately 80,000 rainbow trout into bodies of water where trout fishing is permitted. In fact, no trout may be taken from any of the stock sites from October 1st until the fall trout season opens at 5 a.m. on October 21st. It is important to note, however, that not all sites are open at 5 a.m. on opening day. Anyone attempting to harvest trout before the legal harvest season opening will be issued citations, and all anglers, including those using fly fishing gear who intend to release fish caught before October 21st, must have a valid fishing license and an inland trout stamp unless they're under the age of 16, blind or disabled, or are an Illinois resident on leave from active duty in the armed forces. The daily catch limit for each angler is 5 trout. Now, some of the nearby sites that's going to be offered this trout fishing is Siloam Springs State Park in Adams County, Gridley Lake at Jim Eager Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area in Cass County, of course, Beaver Dam State Lake in Macoupin County, Jacksonville's Morgan Lake, the Department of Transportation Lake in Springfield, the South Wind Park in Springfield, and the Washington Park Pond in Springfield, Force Park Lagoon in Shelbyville, the Greenville Old City Lake, the Highland Old City Lake, Frank Holton State Recreation Area, Main Lake in St. Clair County, and Jones Lake in East St. Louis, and Willow Lake in the Peabody River King State Fish and Wildlife Area. Also, Pierre Marquette State Park will host a dedication ceremony and a grand opening on 11:30 a.m. on October 6th for the park's new educational fishing pond. The public is invited to the ceremony to help celebrate the completion of the project, and the new fishing pond will be used at the Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair, held each June, as well as for other park interpretive programs and urban fishing program events. The new pond is located just outside the visitor center in front of the log cabin at the Pierre Marquette State Park. The pond was constructed thanks to the support of individual and corporate donors. The Phillips 66 Wood River Refinery was a primary donor for the project. Monsanto, Friends of Pierre Marquette State Park Foundation, and another sponsor who wishes to remain anonymous were the other major donors for the project. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources, Division of Fisheries, provided funding to pay for aerator and pump services and supplies for the pond. Total Lawn Care, Inc. of Jerseyville was a contractor for the project, and numerous other project partners participated in various ways. And one other thing affects you hunters. There is a new law allowing archers to use crossbows, and that means all archers. Hunters in Illinois may use crossbows during the archery deer seasons, including the Illinois archery deer season and the Illinois fall turkey archery season beginning on October 1st. Governor Bruce Rauner signed the law, Bill 2893, which amended the Illinois Wildlife Code to repeal restrictions on the use of crossbows during the archery hunting seasons in Illinois. Illinois previously allowed the use of crossbows for archery hunting by persons ages 62 or older, and those persons with disabilities who qualified for a crossbow permit issued by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. In addition, the previous law allowed certain youth hunters to use crossbows and allowed all archery hunters to use crossbows beginning the second Monday after the second firearm deer season. That's the Monday after the second firearm deer season. And 2017 and 18 season dates for the archery deer and fall turkey hunting in Illinois are October 1st through January 14th. Archery seasons will be closed November 17th through the 19th and November 30th through December 3rd during the firearm deer season in those counties open to firearm deer hunting. And as we mentioned, we do have some great-looking fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs right now. At Lake Shelbyville, in fact, fishing is looking up. Anglers are catching some fish on various species on a variety of lures and commercial baits. Bass, in fact, were rated fair to good on plastics, crankbaits, and spinnerbaits in coves and around cover in areas of riprap. The catfish, they have been good on dip baits, liver and cut baits, and commercial catfish baits. In fact, they're rated fair to good. And the crappie were fair on minnows over and around brush with some moving shallower now. The white bass, however, are rated fair to good on two jig rigs, spinnerbaits, jig and twisters, spinners, fish along the shallow edge of the windblown flats. And that's kind of something that happens every year at Lake Shelbyville. And the walleye, just not a whole lot to report here. It's slow to fare on jig and crawlers and jigs and twisters. At Carlisle Lake in the state's southern reach, or middle reaches, I guess, the lake is at 445, it's steady, and 70 degrees is the water temp. White bass are slowing. They're moving to shallow water now on the clay banks, and anglers who are going out are catching some very nice ones, but not a whole lot of these fish. However, the crappie are, they're improving. Tube jigs and minnows are producing good numbers of fish, and these are quality fish, 12 to 14 inch crappie. Those are good no matter where you're at. And the catfish, they're turning up on as well. Cut bait and commercial catfish baits are leading the way, and anglers are catching a lot of these fish on all types of those baits. At Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, largemouth bass are rated good on minnows, spinnerbaits, worms, black and blue jigs at the Jackie Branch, Sandusky Cove, and below the dam. Crappie are rated excellent. A lot of these fish coming in. Mealworms, small, medium minnows, quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs, shallow water fish attractors from shore, fish near structures. The hot spots are the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky, the Sailboat Harbor, the Markham Coves, and the Ina Boat Ramp. And the bluegill are rated good on jigs and small worms, mealworms, waxworms, and crickets, all producing fish in the Sailboat Harbor and along Mine 21 Road. And the channel catfish are rated excellent. Large minnows, leeches, commercial catfish baits, all producing good numbers of these fish on a variety of baits. And white bass are rated good. Inline spinners, jigs, and curly tail grubs leading the way. Reports of fish are coming around the I-54 bridges. Fish around the rocks and the drop-offs, and fish the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes. So as you can see, we do have some pretty good fishing at a variety of locations, and I think things are going to continue to get better as these waters cool. That pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.